evidence out there that may be very telling for a U.S. attorney to look at the civil rights of Trayvon Martin and if they were violated by his killer.
All right, that's the voice of Benjamin Crump, and he's talking about, of course, what people have been talking about all week long, and that's George Zimmerman, who gets acquitted of the murder of Trayvon Martin. So he says juries will continue to set white perpetrators free while wrongfully convicting African Americans so long as a jury of your peers means an exclusively or predominantly white jury, saying that justice was denied without a doubt in this case. And that there is unequal justice, not for all. And so he, the interview, the little snippet you heard there, he was part of Al Sharpton's parade on MSNBC's Political Nation. So, you know, this is the thing. When we look back at this case, and this is where we start America Tonight this time around with me, Kate Delaney. And I know in your nooks and crannies there have been some conversations about this. And Crump is the family attorney, by the way, for the Martins, for the Trayvon Martin's family. So he gave his first reactions to the all-white female, mostly white jury in that case, and then was, then broke down what happened in the case and thinks that there's no question his civil rights were violated and the jury pool was tainted, and that George Zimmerman was the one who killed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in February of 2012, and Martin was only guilty of walking home from a convenience store when he was followed and eventually approached by Zimmerman, who thought he looked suspicious. Zimmerman did stand accused of the Martin Kidd's murder, but ultimately, as I said, was acquitted of it. So lots of things that are still falling, another shoe falling in Florida. The FBI has asked the cops in Sanford, Florida, to not give George Zimmerman back his gun, even though he's cleared of all the charges in the death of Trayvon Martin. The report may serve as further confirmation, they say, that the Justice Department is taking seriously its investigation into whether or not to pursue a federal civil case against Zimmerman. And it's interesting because this is after Eric Holder, the Attorney General, said that his department would consider all available information before deciding whether to move on or not. But this is the pressure. The pressure is on from the NAACP and a lot of Democratic folks on the Hill to pursue Zimmerman. Do they have a leg to stand on? And I don't think so. There's just not any evidence. There's not evidence they can link him to anything, and especially when it is tainted with some kind of a racist twit. And I know, or twist, I know that some of you think, well, you know, if people didn't talk about it, then it wouldn't get so convoluted and it wouldn't come down to the court of public opinion. But the answer to that is it's always been in the court of public opinion. I mean, this is the one that has the earmarkings for some of the craziest things to potentially happen. And some of those things have, by the way, happened. And it just, I tell you, it makes you wonder, it does. I know I've asked this question before about the jury deal. It makes you wonder about the jury, though I would say, if I had my druthers, if I had my druthers, who would I pick? And then going through jury selection, what can you tell or not tell by some of those nonverbal cues? All right, coming up this hour, we're going to check the mailbag. Like, we got this one from Jake, who says, Katie, Kate, I got to tell you, I am so sick of talking about George Zimmerman. I get it. This is what we do in this country. We break down, break down, break down, break down, break down. But, man, I think there are so many other things happening, including the IRS. If they were targeting patriot groups and Tea Party groups, why don't we target them back? Well, see, then therein lies the problem. To target them back, you'd have to be able to do something in retaliation. And what is that one thing that you can do? And I don't have the answer for it. I don't have the answer at this point. So as we're kind of hopping along, we're, you know, looking at some of the things that are coming up a little bit later in the, a little bit later next week anyway, and some of the things that we're going to talk about are human trafficking. We're, in fact, trying to get a woman on the show who was part of that whole human trafficking thing, and it's her story is just bone-chilling, let me tell you. If you think you have problems, all you have to do is listen to her, and you say, ah, that's what real problems are. So why am I whining about whatever the ridiculous thing is that you're complaining about? The where we go as far as the parents reacting to the shooting, the verdict, all of that, I give credit, at least it seems to me, to the Martin family for the way they're handling it, because it has to be pretty tough to, it has to be pretty tough to deal with. Even just the grief bomb you would feel, let alone all the twists and turns of the story that happened so fast, I still can't believe that it went through the way it did 2 weeks' time. That's amazing. So I guess only fitting that the jurors would decide a couple of days after. And the Martin family, they intended to keep the pressure up. And they're talking, they're speaking out about what happened, all that kind of stuff, negative feelings, negative comments, and does the system work or not work? And if it doesn't work, why are we sitting on it? We've got to blast beyond this. And anyway, we'll talk about that. So don't forget, we're going to check the mailbag. We Can Count, also one of the favorites of a lot of people who listen to the show, because it's about the numbers and the quick hits as to what that means. So much more that we're going to jam on right here from the get-go, including juror B37, other jurors who have come out and said, please respect our privacy, and then the other ones beyond that who aren't doing anything, and is it for fear of getting off the dime and doing something at least? It seems it goes in the opposite direction, that more people are just trying to get out of stuff and not have to do things they don't want to do, like take out the garbage, finish the dishes in the sink, fold clothes. You know what I'm saying. All right, hang with us. It's a jigsaw puzzle, I know it. It's always like that on America Tonight. So if you found the piece, call us, 855-266-5283.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. 805.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 15th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,279.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,325.92, $662.96 for a half ounce, or $331.48 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,325.92, $662.96, and $331.48.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Now, don't just walk away pretending everything's okay and you don't care about me.
As promised, here in America Tonight, americatonight.net. Hit us up on Facebook, Real Radio Talk, Twitter. How about chatting with us on Pal Talk? Lots of ways to get to the show. And one of the most popular ways is really snail mail. A lot of you like to send emails, and that's why, no joke, each and every day when I come in, the first thing I do, check the mail and go through it. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, so I get this. You know, we're talking about the whole Zimmerman thing, and I get this one from Alan Slomovitz. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. He says, "Hi, Kate. I'm presently listening to you from France. I've never ceased to be amazed at the propensity you Americans have for ad nauseum analysis. I can't honestly see the purpose of the bitterness and aggressive language we're hearing. Your legal system expressed itself, and it's hard to see what further redress those who didn't like the verdict now wish for. Furthermore, what I'd like to know is where were all these black protesters, including your president, when O.J. Simpson was acquitted? Thank you for an entertaining show. Kind regards, Alan." Touche. He has an opinion that in some places wouldn't be very popular, but it goes to the heart of the matter. If we believe that, okay, we have a fair judicial system, and you know, it goes back to that question, can you get a fair trial? And once the verdict is in, and so be it. And why keep pursuing all of this, you know, redress through civil rights and saying there were civil rights violations and whatnot? And then the answer to that is, Alan, because the people who were upset think it was an unjust verdict and they want retribution for it. They want satisfaction, and they won't get satisfaction because there's to me and in talking to civil litigators that we've had on the show, they don't have the evidence for that. And it goes by the letter of the law, and the people who were part of the jury said that. They said that it broke their hearts about the 17-year-old kid who ultimately died and unnecessarily, but in the end, if you're part of a jury, you have to decide what is the letter of the law. And the letter of the law is what you hear in court and you're listening to the lawyering. So is it the better lawyer? Is it the better witnesses? I mean, that all goes part and parcel into what has, you know, what becomes a court case. So here's one from Dakota Williams, who says, "Hello, I listened to your show last night regarding the George Zimmerman verdict. I find it disgusting on how you and other Zimmerman supporters have made excuses for George Zimmerman, a murderer, that profiled an innocent, unarmed young black male. In contrast, you say the Trayvon protesters are now judging and profiling Zimmerman. How ironic is that? I bet George never knew that by shooting a black male, he would end up inheriting all of a black man's struggles. For the rest of George Zimmerman's life, he will now know what it is like to be a black man in America. He's going to feel people stare at him and judge him, as he did Trayvon. George Zimmerman and his supporters may think they have won. In reality, he was sentenced to a hell of life. The biggest irony is that George Zimmerman will never be able to go out in public without a hoodie ever again. So enjoy karma and enjoy your so-called freedom, Mr. George Zimmerman. Sincerely, a Trayvon Martin, justice for what is right supporter." Thanks for the note, Dakota, and the point of view. And I say here on America Tonight, all points of view are welcome, you know, whatever it happens to be. However, I agree with you that George Zimmerman is sentenced to a hell of life. Once the trigger was pulled, that's exactly what happened. And we've said that. We've said that over and over again. I mean, the tragedy here is without a doubt, and I have said this, that Trayvon Martin was killed, period, end of story. Whether, you know, whatever the circumstances were, and if we're talking, when I say whatever the circumstances were, what I mean is that these are circumstances that should not have happened, and there's no doubt the person who pays the price, who's still alive, is Zimmerman. Because, really, do you think he wanted to shoot and kill Trayvon Martin? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it's the biggest mistake ever of his life that he cannot put back in the bottle. Can't do it. There is no going back. There is no way back machine, because I think he would jump in that machine and it would go way, 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 way back. But maybe he did have preconceived notions that didn't spill out into the courtroom. That we will never know for sure. We do know more than anything, I think, Dakota, is that he was a guy who ate up doing the whole neighborhood watch thing. He wanted to be a cop, and he couldn't do it. So he was patrolling for anyone. It could have been anyone, I think, that came across his path. I do believe that. Because if you read anything about the background and you listen to some of the points in the case, I think that they were accurate. So it could have been somebody other than Trayvon Martin. And yes, absolutely. The biggest tragedy here is that of the loss of a 17-year-old kid that did not have to happen. All right, here's another one. Let's see. Hi, Kate. You have to read the following sites. If you haven't already, the connection to the jewelry found in Trayvon's backpack has been made, among other criminal acts. Really sad times for our judicial system. And this one is from our pal Izzy. And Izzy sent a couple of different sites that talked about what she mentioned, including one called spectator.org, and then it's /Trayvon Crime School Miami, and if you click on that, that tells you more of the story that she's also talking about. All right, this one is from Jean, who says, Boy, buzz in the backyard. You say that all the time. The buzz in the backyard, without a doubt, is the whole Trayvon Martin thing. And people are kidding themselves if they think they want to move on from it, because they're either shocked and horrified at what's happened, or they feel like the right thing was done, and that George Zimmerman, too, was twisted up in this in a direction that should not have happened. There's no good in this whatsoever. There should be no cheering, drinking of champagne, or anything else when it comes to the verdict, because the verdict is sad for everyone's family. There is no happy ending to this story. And to that I say, well said. There is no happy ending to this story, because, you know, too much happened after Trayvon Martin was killed. Too many crazy discussions went on that had no basis in fact. And, you know, sadly, no matter what, I said this over and over again, I'm going to say it again, is that you how do you justify the death of a 17-year-old kid? Because 17 is 17, you're still a minor. And it's terrible for anyone connected to him, for anyone connected to Trayvon Martin. And then, of course, digging up whatever skeletons there are, you think of 17, and who remembers when they were 17, what that was like? And, you know, for some, it was a rocky period. For some, it was a period that was way different than when they were in their 30s. You know, fast forward to what's happened and how they've moved along since then. The bottom line is this, that you are very, very, this audience is very, very much into talking about the verdict here and what it means to the rest of America and what it means for our gun laws, by the way, because this also is now in focus more than ever before for a couple of different reasons. The Newtown, Connecticut shooting, and then, of course, the Stand Your Ground laws, and will there be some challenges there as to whether or not the law is antiquated and you don't need to have it on the books because there's other things there, so why do we continue to put this in the, or why is this part of the arsenal in places like Florida and 34 other states? Stay with us coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight. We can count.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Your attorneys to plead my case. No, oh yes, just send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true. But diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I deserve my life now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
All right, coming up, it is about the numbers. We're going to hit them hard, and we can count here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those cool nooks and crannies across this great country. Let's head out to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale, what's shaking?
Oh, how you doing, Kate? It's hot out here.
It is hot, isn't it? Boo, that's the truth.
Well, the situation with George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin is it'd be almost a joke if it wasn't such a serious, serious subject.
Yeah.
You got a young man who confronts an older fella, punches him in the nose, drives his head into the concrete sidewalk or curb, whatever it is, and he gets shot. He gets the surprise of his life, and unfortunately, the last surprise he'll ever have. That doesn't make it a racial incident. Just like their attorney general. You know, really, let's just tell it like it is, Kate. Eric Holder is a racist. He is. And we got to put up with this guy. It just utterly amazes me what we have to do.
You know what? Let me stop you there for a second. Charles Barkley said an interesting thing today. He said, about the verdict, kind of going along with what you're saying about Holder. He said, you know what? Black people are racist too. And he went on to a whole long rant about the reverse of what has happened now in some cases. And so that plays into what you're saying about Holder.
Well, And we, you know, I mentioned, I think, several weeks ago about Chris Matthews.
Yeah.
And, you know, Republicans just don't want a black man to succeed as president. You know, that is about the farthest thing from the truth. I'm sure we got people that don't want him to succeed because of his color. But
yeah,
that's been the same case with whites, with black people talking about it. But what, I mean, you can't make a mountain out of a molehill. This is a situation, as unfortunate as it is, but there's not a civil rights case available against George Zimmerman. The FBI has already told this guy that.
Yeah.
Still, he wants to pursue this.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
I don't know. It's at loss for words, and we have to. It's this continuous pull to divide our nation based
yes.
on race.
Yes, we need to get beyond that. Give me a break. Yeah, absolutely. And it is so, so divisive. Well said, Dale. And like I mentioned, Barkley said he agreed with the verdict. He said he feels sorry that the young kid got killed, but they didn't have enough evidence to charge him. That clearly something went wrong that night, that something went wrong. Anybody who loses a kid. But if you look at the case and you don't make it, there were, you know, there were some racial profiling. No question about it is what he says. But something happened that changed the dynamic. And he says it's not a popular opinion among most people. But just looking at the evidence, I agree with the verdict. And he was a guest on CNBC with Maria Bartiromo, and he made those points. So how about that? All right, time to make a few other points. When it comes to numbers, let's head to We Can Count. Been murdered in 30 years. That's ridiculous. And where does this come from? They're saying that so between 1980 and 2011, it makes the world's seventh most violent country. Great. The Olympics are going to be there coming up next time around after Russia. So they say homicides soared 132% to claim well over a million lives from a rate of 11.5 murders for 100,000 people there in 1980 to 27 for 100,000 in 2011, and especially among those aged 14 and 25, homicides really kicked up. So Brazil, now home to 194 million people. Isn't that crazy? It recorded 51,198 homicides, so that ranks them seventh, as I was mentioning, among the most violent nations. You know what they're on the heels of? El Salvador, the Virgin Islands, Trinidad, Tobago, Venezuela, Colombia, and Guatemala. How about that? Not good when you're trying to get people to go there for Olympic Games, and certainly not good for the people themselves. You think of what a beautiful country Brazil is, and then you think how sad that the people are destroying the fabric of it with drug cartels and all kinds of crazy, crazy, crazy things. All right, this kind of goes along with the theme of what we've been talking about here during these last couple of shows. There was a new poll that was taken about America, meaning a survey that found 42% of Americans say capitalism isn't working well. And they complain about the encouragement of greed, the lack of equal opportunity, and the creation of poverty and lasting inequality. So it does play up the deep polarization that's happening in the United States. In a positive finding for Democrats who favor a strong government role in society, most Americans say government should do more to reduce inequality. But Republicans who want to limit government and find encouragement in that most Americans don't have confidence in the government's ability to function effectively. We like to see that number way, way lower. But it is an intriguing number. It is a very, very intriguing number. All right, let's move to something else. This is a crazy story, so it's perfect to throw it here into the mix, America, tonight, for We Can Count. And this one does count. What do you say to a woman who's been banned from swimming in her community's pool because she wants to wear a blue silicone mermaid tail? Jenna Conte, who lives in a suburb east of downtown Tampa, was surprised by this, had been in the pool with her tail once before with the staff's okay. She calls herself Eden Siren while in the water, has a custom-made silicone mermaid tail, and her dream is to swim at the top, to swim at the top with all the other kids and, you know, be able to, I'm sure, splash around or whatever. So that's the summertime goal. And she wanted to also swim at the Florida Aquarium with the kids at another community pool. So bottom line is, she was banned from the pool for a mermaid tail. Oh, that sounds so crazy. I understand she's trying to throw it in her bag or whatever, but the fact that she was throwing down that look, yeah. And especially the authentic, let's make a tail out of this thing. Oof, I'm going to have to call foul on that big time. Oof. Look, Mommy, there's the guy with the tail. What's wrong with him? What's wrong? Something must be wrong. Yeah, there's a whole lot of wrong in that sentence, I'm afraid. There's a whole lot of wrong in what the TSA is doing with parked cars. In fact, the specifics of it are from Rochester, New York. They are searching cars and pulling things out of it. Security feels it's necessary to search some cars in the name of safety. Why not search all of the cars? And this is why they believe they're cherry picking, because the cars were there and in the lots and were expected they probably wouldn't be. Isn't that awful? Wow, you didn't get ripped off. It's a good thing, too, because we have so much to get to. So, whew, thank goodness you weren't ripped off. And by the way, let me throw this out here, the Affordable Care Act. The majority of those who responded to a Rochester's Business Journal snapped poll position, devastating the Affordable Care Act's employer mandate. So that requires employers who have more than 50 full-time employees to provide coverage or pay a fine. Two-thirds of those who responded to the survey say they disapprove of the trashiness of the health care law. More than half disapprove strongly. 20% say they would approve strongly, and 15% approve somewhat. So you can see the bottom line is the numbers are, once again, negative. They're not positive numbers. And changing that around and changing that boat around is a very, very tough thing to do. In other words, moving midstream. Swimming upstream is excruciatingly hard. Excruciatingly hard. Any thoughts? Flip them to me, americatonight.net. For now, though, buckle up. Stay with us. Much more to come, including our little fun fact of the day. Next on ATN.
Have you
ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
If you want to flip in a comment or two, you can at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, americatonight.net. We're talking about a couple of different things here, including the fact that the pursuit is on, game on for George Zimmerman, who was struggling, has struggled with the fact that he pulled the trigger, killed a 17-year-old, and now has watched as the world debated whether he was a racist or not, whether he's a vigilante or not, and ultimately, if he was the provoker in this whole case, letter of the law, he is out. Something else has come into question, so he's out, acquitted. He did do some time, but didn't do any time for the crime. One thing that's going to happen is Neighborhood Watch Group, the way they're operated, will certainly be examined after this whole Zimmerman trial. The family of Trayvon Martin are not too thrilled with what's gone on and have had a hard time being choked up trying to talk to the people who keep coming around and asking for comments. But this one came from Miami-based attorney Robert Blanche, who says, I think a lot of associations that have neighborhood watch programs will pay close attention to see if they have closely tailored procedures, which basically means we're just making sure we cover our legal rump so we don't get sued in the end. How disastrous would that be if that happened? All right, time for one of those fun facts. On average, how many days does it take an ostrich egg to hatch? On average, how long does that take? Let's go to the producer of America Tonight, Nathan Reeder, and ask him. Nathan, what do you think?
I'm going to go with 26 days.
26 days.
26 days.
I had to contemplate that for a second. 26 days. Okay, so you know what? Not a bad guess. Do you know what it really is, Nathan? 42 days.
Oh, man.
42 days. That seems so long. On average, how many days does it take an ostrich egg to hatch? 42 days. That is a long time of mama ostrich, you know, hovering around the eggs. That's why they will peck you to death. They're not that friendly. And maybe part of that is because they have to freak out for an extra month and 2 weeks on somebody coming out of an egg. Or some animal, their creature coming out of an egg. Crazy.
Those babies come out walking and not flying and eating and all
that. Yeah, exactly.
And our babies are just dumb in comparison.
Dumb baby, dumb. Yeah. What a way to put it, but really, isn't it interesting what happens with an ostrich? And a lot of these places where you can pet animals and stuff, you'll see ostriches. But boy, the ostrich is, you just don't want to jack with the world of the ostrich, I think, because you could end up in a world of hurt. So, I've known, and then maybe I say that and it sounds so exaggerated, but there are ostriches that will just chase you around, let's put it that way. They'll chase you around and they'll try to kind of peck you. I'm not saying they eat you whole like they're a moray eel or something, but, yeah, they're dangerous.
They're ready to be feisty. I remember my brother getting pecked through a fence when I was a youngster.
Oh, really? Ooh. So just take that tip from us. Be careful if you decide you're going to feed the ostriches, because it might not be the best thing to do, especially if they've been deprived of food. If they haven't had food in a while and you're their source for food and you're waving something around, that's going to be a little bit different. So, yeah, you don't want to do that. But it's all about thinking. All right, I'm going to zig in a different direction with your permission, because this is pretty big. I've had three people tell me now recently that they've had the opportunity to go to New Zealand. And New Zealand is supposed to be incredibly beautiful, but it's also going to be incredibly dangerous. A strong earthquake rocked the capital city there. Wellington is the name of the city. And there are no initial reports of injuries or significant damage. The magnitude is 5.3. That was what the trembler was when it hit about 9 a.m. and was widely felt throughout the city and through central New Zealand. It was strong enough to knock the storms off shelves and the storms and the storm, you know, some of the storm windows and some of the other things, the items off of shelves, and lasted about 20 minutes. 20 minutes. And people could feel it in the southwest. That, I don't know, to me that's so scary because it's so random of when one of them shows up and you have to ultimately deal with it. So strong quake hitting New Zealand. So far, The word is it's good. So far, they don't have to talk to anybody about, at this point anyway, about their son, their daughter, their whatever, being at the wrong place the wrong time. You know, sometimes I talk about what things are worth because I'll come across interesting stories on what people are paying for whatever it is. And, you know, art is in the eye of the beholder, without a doubt. But just other things that might cost extra, how much is somebody willing to, you know, shell out for them? And so in an effort along that same category, what's interesting is the defense official who's talking about the NSA leak fallout says it's very substantial. And to the point of a lot of people who sent me emails, they weren't looking to see this guy have trouble in prison. But a senior defense department type is demanding the fallout from the recent NSA leaks as very substantial, though the arguments are still ongoing. So there may be a couple of different speeches centered around the same thing. Oh, darn. Oh, darn. I can just hear the disappointment, like in one fell swoop. So you got to make up your mind on this one. We're clearly just talking about the NSA. We're clearly just talking about now. And certainly if there isn't a lot, you know, if there isn't a lot to go on, then it should end, period. End of story. But it's not ending there. It's not ending there. I have a feeling there's another shoe to drop, and it's a question of what size shoe is it? You could hear a little bit of a ripple kind of across the concrete or the slab, and then you could have something related to a tsunami or an earthquake happen, and either way, you get caught up in any of those storms, and it is rough. And as much as everybody tells you to duck for cover, it doesn't come naturally when you're in the middle of a golf course or doing something else equally as inappropriate in the middle of the day when everybody else has to work. But it makes you think of those kinds of questions with the things that you're ultimately, struggling with, I guess, is the better way to put that. And then we have this story about the Colorado judge refusing to block recall elections over gun control issues. Boy, in the Southwest, guns, and more guns seems to be the running theme here on America Tonight. Anyway, keep it here on AmericaTonight.net. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.